I love the way that the Word of God gives us certain things. In the 10th chapter of Mark, verse 49 and verse 50, this is at the conclusion of a long day. And it simply says in 49, and Jesus stood still. He stopped. He was going somewhere and he stopped. And he commanded him being Bartimaeus, to be called. They call the blind man, said unto him, be of good cheer, he calleth thee. Verse 50. We've all talked about it. It's been preached multiple times and ways. And he, Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. That casting away, it just simply means he got rid of it. He lost it. I don't need it. I began praying over this Sunday, as I always do anytime I'm preaching. I asked God, what did I need to say for this service? You know, if we were to start on Monday morning and were to have a meeting with everybody in this church from Monday through Sunday, and we'd sit down and we'd discuss, well, I'm going through this. The smile that I have, it's not really always that good. I'm trying. But see, we don't do that. But God knows. God knows the fear. God knows the hurt. God knows. Not only that, but God goes beyond that, and God also knows what's coming down the road. And it is to that I'm wanting God to touch. And when I started asking God, what do I need to say for this service? Just what do I need to say? God, what do you want for today? Now, I was expecting I was building myself up for some great, powerful message. And it sounds like I've taken the last 4 minutes here and I'm getting ready to give you something profound. You're going to be highly disappointed. What I heard, I kept feeling every time I prayed, including this morning, I kept feeling two words. And this is my subject today. Let go. I had no message, but I had, from what I felt from God, just saying, tell them, it's time to let go. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions as we enter into this. Do you want, not everybody in the building, do you want what God has for you? I'm not saying it'd be nice, it's sweet, it's tender, it's, oh, that's kind. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Do you want to have what God has for you? And then second, and this is what I'm dealing with today, these two things. Are you ready for your miracle? You've been telling God, You believe God, but are you ready? If you're not, stop telling God, I want it. If you don't think it's going to happen, don't go to God and say, God, I need you. But if you're ready, my purpose of being here in this service, I believe 1,000% this morning, is God wants to help someone who is needing and is ready for Him today. I don't know how I can put it. I don't know where I'm going to go with all of this. But today is the day that it changes everything that you've been going through in your life for someone. You can have what you need today. I'm not looking at next week. I'm not looking at Wednesday or prayer meeting or any of that. I am saying that God can and God will. I'm going to ask you to do one thing with me this morning. Whatever you've been needing, nobody knows, but you know. But whatever you've been needing, whatever you've been dealing with, and it can go, that can go on a long stretch. I'm going to ask you for the next 20 minutes, I want you to put that in your mind. I want you to think about, not just bless me, not just touch me, I want you to get it in your mind. I am pleading with somebody today. Please do not hide it. We've covered up so many times until we've learned to walk with it. I'm only ever able to show it when I'm by myself. I don't want anybody to know what I'm needing or dealing with. And then I'm asking you, please do not ignore it. And most definitely, don't act like it does not exist. If you try to make it as something that's not real, God can't touch something that you don't believe you need. God will not help you if you don't think you need any help. But I am telling you this morning, in this place, in this morning service, God has what you need, and God will touch you. I'm going to ask you, bring whatever it may be that you have. In the next few moments, I'm asking you to bring it to Him. I don't care what it may be, and I don't care how long you've dealt with it. I am telling you, if you take it to Him and you bring it to Him, it's going to change. Now, here's what I saw in my mind. And I'm not trying to be over dramatic. I'm just being as real as I can be. If you could see what He sees. Sean, you've never told me. You've been coming here how many years now? I was going to say 30. And you have never, when we've met anywhere, you have never told me, man, buddy, I've got some stuff going on. I'm dealing with some things. I've got some issues. Every time I've ever seen you, you've always come in semi-smile because you're never going to be overly joyful. Now, April's got the other side. But you always bring that little smile, and when I leave thinking, He's all right. But you know what? There's times that Sean Morgan has gone through some things. Just because we don't carry it out. But here's what I felt. And it hit me like a ton as I was thinking and praying on this. If we could see what God sees, here's what he sees. He sees some of us holding on to our problems. Not just having a problem, we're holding the problem. We are embracing the problem that we're going through, the need that we're going through. I'm holding it so tightly. I've got a fear about what I'm going through, but I don't share it. I've got a worry about it that causes me discouragement. And sometimes if you just knew what the middle of the night may come into my mind, but I don't share that because, you know, I get through it. But something that you are holding on to is keeping you from what God has for you. It's not allowing you to have the touch that God had. And I'm telling you, in the name of an almighty God, in the name of Jesus, it's time to let go. It's time to let go. It's time to say, it's done. Starting today, I'm letting go. He cannot do what needs to be done in you until you let, oh, but he's almighty. But he needs you to say, I'm done. And I don't mean for a little while in a service. When I walk out of these doors in a little while, I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to embrace it any longer. I'm not going to hide it any longer. And there's many scriptures. I'm not going into things. But it did hit me strongly that Elijah, we find him standing before the woman that God used to provide food and substance for he and his and the woman and her son during the time of famine. And Elijah, it says, after these things. You mean the miracles? The meal barrel didn't waste, the oil wasn't empty. You provided in a time of famine when people, after these things. You see, some of the blessings that we enjoy don't really mean anything unless we let it extend to what God really wants to do in our lives. After these things, he had just eaten a meal that morning. We are told that the woman comes and stands before him, holding her son, who has just died. She grieves. She said, did the Lord send you to bring my sin? Evidently my past. Is that what has happened? Elijah doesn't do anything except this. He says, give me your son. Now, mama, the boy just died. It's the hardest thing in the world for me to give up the boy. I'm not talking about a month later. I'm talking about he just died. She's clutching her life, the son. And Elijah says, give me the boy. She releases the boy to him. He takes the boy and goes up to his chamber and he lays the boy in his bed and he begins to pray. Ultimately, after a process, the boy is returned to life. But I'm telling you, sometimes it isn't easy to give up. Sometimes. But you don't know what happened in the past. I'm telling somebody, and I have felt the Holy Ghost so strongly. I don't know what happened in your past, but you got to let go. You gotta let go. If you don't, your past will hold you back into the past. That's why Paul said, this one thing I do, forget the things that are behind me. I can't go back and undo what I did, but I can go from here on, and I've got to let go. You can't fight it. You can't, hear me, you cannot fight it, and you cannot win, and you cannot fix it. It is only when you give it to Him that you can start walking away and say, I've got an answer coming. God's going to do something. You cannot continue to hold on to whatever you've been dealing with. You can't hold on to it and then say, oh, but I've given it to Him. No, you have not. No, you have not. You won't let go. It said they came, the scripture that I read this morning, and I'm just going to be very brief. Let's turn the phone off, bud. It said they came to Jericho. They came, and I've preached this hundreds of times. They came to Jericho. They entered, they walked. And when they went into Jericho, to me, to know that the Lord is in this place should excite every one of us. I'm not talking about, well, we have the singers, we have a preacher, we have this or so, we had a lesson. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The Lord is here. The only thing that makes the songs worth listening to is the Lord. The only thing that makes a message worth listening to is the Lord. The only thing that even coming here, it has to be about the Lord. So He came to Jericho. I have stated this, and I couldn't get away from it today. Normally, if it says, and Jesus was there, if I was there, David, I'm expecting something's getting ready to happen. God's getting ready to do something. The Lord's here. Something's going to happen. Something's going to take place. But it said He came to Jericho, and then the comma, and He went out of Jericho. Brother Croft, I've read this hundreds of times with a feeling of emptiness. He went to an entire city and nothing happened. Please hear me in these last few moments. I don't want Him to come to this church service. I don't want Him to come Wednesday night. I don't want Him to come next Sunday and just come here and leave and nothing happened. If He comes, something's got to happen. When He comes, something ought to take place. Something. And I'm asking somebody. I had three names that God, or faces that God put on my mind this week. I would not call any of your names or wouldn't even let you know, but I am telling you that God is here, and if you will let go of what you're holding on to, He's going to do something. Nothing happened in Jericho. That's not the will of God. I got it in my mind. I got to looking at it. The reason there were no miracles in Jericho is quite simple. Because no one came to Him crying, Lord, I need. I've got this that's got me, but I didn't say, God, I may do this, God. God, no, I'm telling you, nobody came and said, Lord, I need it. I need you to take this away from me. I need you to help me, God. I need you to bring me out. There had to be those who needed something in Jericho. There had to be sicknesses and problems, but it takes someone crying, help me, help me. Oh, but I don't want to be the guy. I don't, you know what? When I don't care about what anybody else thinks, that's when God is going to do something in my life. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. Help me, God. I'm tired of a smile in front of everybody, but the sorrow when I'm by myself. I'm tired of just saying it's all good, but inside I'm hurting. God, I need something. But then out of nowhere, he's leaving on his way to the cross. And that's where we came up with Bartimaeus. When he heard that it was Jesus, he cried out, have mercy on me. And he cried when they tried to stop him. He cried even louder. Have mercy on me. If you don't cry out to him, you're never going to receive what he has for you. Oh, but I don't like, I need an answer. What do you think I care about what's going on? If I was in a burning house, do you think I'd scream for somebody to give me a ladder? Oh, but I don't want to be one that sets out, I don't care. Get me out of this place. Get me out of this inferno. There's time that you come to the place in God. Let go. Let go. God, I need you. God, I need an answer. God, I want you. See, you have to be convinced that God will. When I come to him, I'm going to leave with my answer. I'm going to. I didn't come here today, and I try my best never to come to church, just to come to church. I've come to church to talk to God. When they said, Jesus stood still, that's not a posture that you look at as a battle. He stood still. Drew, somebody's cry stopped him. Do you understand that we have that ability? He stood still. When they told Bartimaeus, be of good cheer, he calls for you. Bartimaeus didn't say, somebody help me. What he did, you know. He was a beggar. He had garments of a person that was asking for money. He was marked. Nelson, when he got up, before he even got up, it said he casting away. I don't need this beggar's garment anymore. Wait a minute, you're still blind. I'm not going to be blind. He's calling for me. I'm not going to be blind. So he threw it away. You know what? If he had held on to that garment, he was leaving the door open. I may need this again. But he was saying, I don't need this. Because I have got a meeting with him. I'm not going to need this garment any longer. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. I'm coming before God to you. What is holding you? What has a hold of you? That you're not letting go of. Oh, I'm timid. Stop it. I want an answer. Here's a blind man who had one opportunity to get his sight back. Jesus, Be quiet. No, no, no. Jesus! I'm begging somebody this morning, let go. Don't walk out of here still clutching that situation. Oh, God, I don't know. God, I'm not sure. God. Stop holding on to a past mistake. Stop holding on to something that is happening. If fear or worry has you in bondage, you're not showing faith to God. He wants you to let go of what is trying to destroy you and trying to destroy your family. He will not take it from you, but if you let go, he'll touch you. Now, whoever, this is not, well, when everybody goes. No! I'm going to let go. I'm walking away. I can't have him and hold on to this. I'm going to let go. I'm coming for my answer. Hallelujah. Stand with me, would you please? I'd like our heads bowed, our eyes closed. If you're in this place this morning and there's something you need in God and you've been holding on to things that you're not letting go of, not waiting on anyone else, I don't care what it is. God's big enough, great enough. He'll set you free. Would there be others that would like to come? Not because someone's coming, but because I am coming. I'm going to let go. I'm going to get my miracle. I'm going to get my answer. I'm going to get my deliverance. I'm going to walk out of here a different person. I'm not going to have that fear any longer. I'm not going to wake up in the morning worried about it. I'm not going to go to bed tonight fretting and fearful and questioning. I'm going to let go. Hallelujah. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Come on. Please come. You know God's talking to you. I believe God's still dealing. You know he's talking to you. Come on. Come on. What are you waiting for? A better day? There is no better day. What are you waiting for? Another time? This is the last time he came to Jericho. If Bartimaeus hadn't cried, he would have never got his sight. Do you need something from God? It's time you let go of it. It's time you let go. Would you right now? Hallelujah. Others that are out, you come and pray with somebody. Let's come and pray and let's talk and let's believe. Hallelujah. You feel free to come and pray. I believe the Lord has it. Going to do something.
Moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You're the way maker.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness.